Throughout the event, there was a steady flow of people showing up at the Salvation Army Community Center to be checked in by volunteers. Once processed, PIT survey participants wearing purple wristbands to prove they've been counted were then allowed access to the gymnasium. That's where dozens of organizations were waiting for them. Serene Kike is marketing director for the Escarosa Coalition on the Homeless, or ECOH.
We are serving the homeless with over 45 service providers that include any type of service that might possibly be a barrier to homeless, from housing to health screenings, to mental health care. We're even giving out bicycle helmets.
Each year, the event is enhanced. New for 2017 was a requirement that participants make 4 mandatory stops.
One of those stops is with our free legal clinic. Today we have 9 attorneys here to give free legal counsel.
Those attorneys from Legal Services of North Florida helped individuals address a range of issues, from delinquent property taxes and child support to suspended driver's licenses. Kike says the remaining mandatory stops were all related to health care.
We also have the Escambia County Community Clinic van, which does triage. We have the Florida Department of Health that's giving free Tdap vaccinations. And we got Florida A&M University, which is doing health screenings.
Today, we're providing blood glucose monitoring, BMI testing, high blood pressure testing, and some cholesterol testing.
Dr. Lillian Smith-Mosley is associate professor of pharmacy practice at FAMU and brought over students from their College of Pharmacy in Crestview. Because this is a mandatory stop, the line here is long. But Smith-Mosley says for many, it will be worth the wait.
We catch a lot of things that the patients don't even recognize that they have, and then we provide some medication counseling to them that they wouldn't have otherwise been able to receive, and then provide them some documentation on the back of our sheets that talks about diabetes, hypertension, and high cholesterol, how to maintain it, what they can do at home when they're not at the doctor's.
Once on-site screening is complete, individuals with elevated readings are sent to the Escambia Community Clinic's mobile unit, where Sandra Donaldson, Director of Special Programs, and a medical team are standing by.
We have a provider on the van that's able to assess those patients as they come. And if it's anything that we need to follow up on, we've been able to sign them to a primary care provider within our organization. So this is a very useful access point for us.
One of the biggest operations, and also a mandatory stop, involved the Florida Department of Health of Escambia County. Assisting them with tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis, or Tdap, vaccinations were nursing students from Georgia Technical College, Pensacola State College, and the University of West Florida, where Chanda Dassinger is a senior.
I am 36, from Reno, Nevada, and somehow ended up in the South area. And UWF comes out to help these events. And it also helps us by giving vaccinations and getting experience with this.
Beyond the mandatory stops, a number of veterans service organizations were available to discuss housing resources and other issues. On a more basic level, Salvation Army hosted a clothes closet where UCount participants could get various items to include jackets and new shoes that were donated. The Be Ready Alliance Coordinating for Emergencies, or BRACE, handed out blankets for those cold nights. Virginia College was on hand this year to provide haircuts. Also, bicycle helmets were being distributed to those who wanted them.
Wear it in good health, okay? Be safe out there.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Have a nice day.
Deb Moore with the Community Traffic Safety Team says the helmets come with instruction on how to properly wear them and how to safely ride.
Well, I know that so many of our homeless veterans and homeless are riding bicycles, and I know that there are programs that are giving bicycles away, so adding this extra element of safety is important to put that helmet on their head.
At the end of the day, some 280 people took part in the UCount Resource Day event, including Eric and Shayna Mathis, a young couple who had their 6-month-old son in tow.
We're actually from Alabama, and we got evicted, and we came down here to be closer to his dad, and then his dad ended up moving back to Alabama and left us, so now we're just stuck. And we're working with Loaves and Fishes right now to try and find a place, but we can't really find a place right now, so we're homeless.
Eric and Shayna, said healthcare services provided at the event were what they needed most, and their readings from the screenings were in the normal range. For them, employment has also been an issue, but they were hopeful that would soon be resolved.
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking for a job. I've been looking all over town.
I actually have interviews after this today, so we're looking.
It's looking a little promising.
Yeah, we're just trying to work on a home situation right now.
And of course, there were stations to address that, too. Participants who made the rounds were carrying plastic bags stuffed with toiletry and other items they were given, and at the end of the day, they enjoyed a meal provided by Wind Creek from Atmore.
Just like wine, in time it gets a little better. There's always things that we're going to tweak.
John Johnson, executive director of the Escarosa Coalition on the Homeless, says their assessment begins immediately.
And it's all about making this whole experience better for the provider, better for the client experience, and I enjoy doing this. And so I look forward to doing it every year.
They'll do it again next January. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.